Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll free line for you as we launch into hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free and free for you. That's freetalklive.com. I mentioned we've got an update on the Jose Padilla case. I know he's a name's allegedly pronounced Padilla, but I just can't bring myself to do that.
Well, it is Padilla.
A federal judge ruled Wednesday that, well, he should be happy I'm on his side, okay? It's going to be Padilla. A federal judge ruled Wednesday that suspected Al-Qaeda operative Jose Padilla is competent to stand trial on terrorism support charges, rejecting arguments that he was severely damaged by 3.5 years of interrogation and isolation in a military brig. Now, I don't think this particular short AP story gets into it, but we reported on his lawyers. There was a major story earlier this in 2006
right.
that outlined some of the treatment at the hands of his captors, the U.S. government, that was absolutely disturbing.
Torture.
Absolutely torturous.
You know, you'd think it was torture if it was being done to you.
Oh, yeah. They did all sorts of terrible things to this man. Now, I don't think they waterboarded him, but they did essentially deprive him of,
sleep. They played noise. They played all kinds of music. They kept
him
up at night.
They made him stand in stress positions for hours at a time. They drove this man nutso.
How do they do the stress position thing? How do they force you to sit in a...
I don't understand how that is. I don't know.
I mean,
maybe there's some threat of punishment if he doesn't participate.
There would have to be.
They were also, when they would move him from point to point... They would deck him out in this massively dark black goggle set.
Right. So weird.
Shackled. Even if he was just going down the hallway, they would black out his vision. They'd make it so he couldn't see or hear anything. And these are just the things I remember them doing. So what they've done to this guy has seriously damaged him. Plus, he wasn't able to talk to his lawyer for 2 of the years that he's been in captivity. Now being in captivity for over 4 years, I think, at this point. 3.5 years of it, interrogation and isolation in a military brig. I mean, they didn't even know where this guy was for a long time. And so now the U.S. District Judge Marcia Cook announced her decision. He showed no reaction. Cook said just hours after she finished 4 days of competency hearings, quote, "This defendant clearly has the capacity to assist his attorneys. Defense attorneys and federal prosecutors declined to immediately comment. His lawyers had asked Cook to order that their client be treated for post-traumatic stress disorder, which they contend stems from years of isolation and interrogation while in military custody as a suspected enemy combatant." Cook said testimony in the competency hearing. Now, again, they're treating this man as though he's guilty. They're treating him as though he is an enemy combatant. They're treating him as though he's a bad, bad man when there's no evidence that has ever been shown in any court of law to prove any of their allegations. Ever. In fact, the only reason he's been charged is because there was a Supreme Court case that decided that they had to charge him with something. Or no, there was going to be a court case that was actually going to throw... Oh, gosh, what was it? There was going to be a Supreme Court case that was going to throw something out that was critical to the Bush administration, so they went ahead and charged him to head it off at the pass.
Well,
that way the case couldn't make it.
I thought they were just
going to
force him to be, charged or released. They're holding him in America.
Yeah, there was a judge that did order that, but it wasn't the Supreme Court.
Hmm.
There was something else that was going to the Supreme Court, a part of one of his cases that was going to go there that the Bush administration didn't want to go there. Maybe it was that case being appealed by the feds.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, it's speculation on my part. The judge said in testimony the competency hearing showed that Padilla understands legal nuances of pretrial motions and that noted that he had signed a document verifying the truth of allegations made by the defense that he was tortured and mistreated during his years in Navy brig in Charleston, South Carolina. Cook said, quote, "At some time the defendant was able to discuss some things with his lawyers. His situation is unique, and he understands that." Bush administration officials vehemently denied that Padilla was mistreated, and Cook said her decision on competency should not be read as a ruling on those claims. She said that ruling is for another day. Padilla, a 36-year-old U.S. citizen, is charged along with 2 co-defendants with being part of a North American terror support cell that provided money, recruits, and supplies to Islamic extremists around the world. All 3 have pleaded not guilty to face possible life imprisonment. A trial is set to begin April 16th. Now, as you may recall, in case you don't remember, Jose Padilla was picked up, I believe it was outside of an airport, as he arrived back from
Midway or O'Hare. It was in Chicago.
Anyway, it was as he was arriving back into the United States after a trip to the Middle East. And the allegation here is that this guy is part of a support cell that is connected. I mean, they believe this guy was part of Al-Qaeda, connected to the big boys.
Oh, that was the original allegations.
Right, and it doesn't hold water because they arrested him after he got off the plane. If the government was really even somewhat competent, and they had some idea of what they were doing, why would they not follow Jose Padilla around, track his activities, put a bug in his car, you know, find out who he talks to, who he goes to see, what his conversations are? No, they didn't go through any of that. They just picked him up, put him in a military brig, and didn't tell anybody about it. Then they finally told somebody about it. People got outraged. And then they finally managed to get him a lawyer, and then there's been all sorts of lawsuits, and now here we are today, trial set to begin in April. One of Padilla's court-appointed lawyers had asked the judge to send Padilla to a mental health center for at least 3 months. Quote, give him nothing more than any defendant deserves and receives in this country, said the lawyer. A court-appointed psychologist who works for the U.S. Bureau of Prisons rejected the defense's claim that post-traumatic stress disorder impaired Padilla's ability to assist his lawyers. Well, that sounds like a... He's not biased, is he? He's a court-appointed psychologist who works for the U.S. government and the Bureau of Prisons. That's not... There's not a conflict of interest there, is there?
Well, no. Of course, he's going to be unbiased.
The psychologist concluded Padilla's competent, even if he has some anxiety and antisocial personality problems. Prosecutors contend that he, a Muslim convert, Padilla attended an Al-Qaeda camp in Afghanistan that included indoctrination on resistance if captured, which, by the way, according to his lawyers, he has been a model prisoner. He has not been resisting. So if he was really indoctrinated by Al-Qaeda to resist if captured, he hasn't. John Shipley, U.S. Attorney, assistant U.S. attorney, suggested that indoctrination was behind his choice to not cooperate on some issues. Quote, that's a decision made by this defendant. That doesn't mean he's incompetent. This issue is whether the defendant has the capacity to assist. U.S. authorities initially claimed after Padilla's arrest in May 2002 that he was on a mission to set off a radioactive dirty bomb in a major city. He was held at the brig without being charged after President Bush declared him an enemy combatant. Padilla was added to a Miami terrorism support case in late 2005. The dirty bomb allegation doesn't appear in the indictment. So when they charged him, when they were forced into charging him by the fact that the Supreme Court was going to look at this case, they did not charge him.
Right, they wouldn't charge him for the whole big dirty bomb thing, which is the reason that they've been able to hold this guy for 3 years. The whole idea that the reason the American people didn't rise up and be up, you know, I mean, they just charged him with a bunch of piddly crap.
Exactly right. And so now we wait to see what the next step in the Padilla case is. We'll bring it to you here as soon as we know about it on Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. A quick email from Brad. He says, hey guys, I just had a short discussion with my brother-in-law, who's an extreme Democrat and a Kennedy worshiper and lover. All Kennedys, but especially John F. When we got to the subject of taxes, he said he actually enjoys paying his taxes. I was dumbfounded, and at the time I didn't really even have a good response. What do you say to someone like this? I feel he'll probably be unconvinced if I tell him charity would work for welfare and the military is too large, etc. What do you say to someone like that, Mark?
I don't know. I don't know.
Here's what I would say. Would you like to pay mine? If it feels so good, if you like it so much, take my so-called responsibility.
Sure, go ahead.
My so-called
obligation. You can
have mine, too. I would leave it at that. You know, I would sort of quip it back, would you like to pay mine, and just leave it at that. I mean, if somebody really is that into the government, to where they're claiming to really enjoy paying taxes, I don't think they're a prospect for you.
No, I don't think they are either. I don't think you can do anything with that person.
You could try. I mean, you could try asking questions.
You know, you can ask them things like, you know, in a free country, can I not like the government?
Sure.
Well, if I don't like the government, should I have to pay for it?
You could try to show them the gun in the room. You could try to show them that government is violent. A lot of people that support the Democrats support them on the standard Democratic message of we want to help poor people. Maybe you could persuade him by showing him that the Democratic policies hurt those they're intended to help. But make sure you don't sound like a Republican, because then he'll just accuse you of being a Republican and shut off. So make sure you take a few shots at the Republicans as well during your conversation. But in general, I would say if someone says they love taxes, move on. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Truck Nuts going to be banned. We'll talk about it coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. That's it's your show. Give us a call. Hijack the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. And while you're at it, go to freetalklive.com. Check out the updates. All you have to do is enter your email address, and you'll find out all the things that are going on with Free Talk Live. New stations and any other, you know, important things that are going on with the show.
Exactly right. And you can go there at updates.freetalklive.com. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. 1-800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Talking about a story about what I have seen around, well, I actually saw them down in Florida. I've yet to see any up here in Keene, New Hampshire. But they're called, apparently, truck nuts or plastic genitals.
They look metal from what I've seen.
They look to be metal, but they might be made out of some sort of, I don't know, plasticky, metal-looking thing.
Most of them are hung by a chain.
Right. Maryland.
I think they're metal.
I think you're right. They seem to have that weight to them. Maryland Del Leroy E. Myers, Jr. to truckers. If you've got them, you don't need to flaunt them, according to the Washington Post. The General Assembly debates global warming and the death penalty. Myers has something else on his mind. The outsized plastic testicles that truckers dangle from the trailer hitches of their pickups. To some truckers, they're manly expressions of rural cheek. But Myers, who says his Western Maryland district is brimming with giant fakes on the roadways, calls them vulgar and immoral, and filed legislation this week to outlaw
them. I wonder
them.
If the real testicles are vulgar and immoral, though.
What, the real testicles hanging between someone's legs?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Oh, I see.
He says people are making...
Should have those removed, too.
People are making a joke out of it, Meyer said yesterday, but I think it's a pretty serious problem. You've got body parts hanging from the hitches of cars. We've crossed a line. He obviously gets very upset when he sees these things. His bill would prohibit motorists...
I think that they're gross and
I think they're very tacky.
No class.
Yeah, they're the epitome of tackiness. His bill would prohibit motorists from displaying anything resembling or depicting, quote, anatomically correct or less than completely and opaquely covered human or animal genitals, human buttocks, or female breasts. The offense would carry a penalty. A hunter could still throw freshly killed and uncovered deer in the back of his pickup, though, because the deer body's parts would be real. So it's okay to show animal body parts to children in the backs of cars,
mm-hmm.
but not fake human body parts.
Mm.
It's a little strange, isn't it? Myers, who's 56, says he's trying to match the standards of Governor Martin O'Malley, who's pledged to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. Quote, we've got a governor whose agenda is, let's make us the best, the delegate said. So let's clean up what our children are seeing on our roads. Myers, a general contractor with four grown children, represents Washington County and Allegheny counties in Maryland's most rural corner. He said he acted at the request of a constituent who was distressed by what he saw as he drove down a highway. Since Myers submitted the bill Tuesday, it has been the brunt of jokes from television and radio interviewers. But my office has gotten, quote, 100 phone calls from grateful parents, he said. Civil libertarians say the bill is misplaced. The solution to speech we don't like is more speech, said Meredith Curtis of the Maryland ACLU. And she's absolutely right.
Yep.
In that if you're offended by truck nuts, then if there's a business name on the side of that truck, pick up your phone, call the business, and tell them you're offended by that particular truck that is displaying the truck nuts. And then tell them you're not going to be buying from that particular business ever again, if something's not done to change that.
Well,
that's your solution
should
be.
It's one of the ways to handle it. The other way is just don't be so touchy. I mean, it's their vehicle.
But what if it was breasts, Mark? What
if there
was
tacky? But that's it.
What if there were? What if you were behind a truck with two large breasts sticking out the back? You know, the back end.
Create a scenario where I say that it's that it's obscene. You certainly can. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know,
what if there's
instead
some
of terrible scene on the side of your van, and it's at some point I'm going
to
crack.
You didn't like the snow penis before. What if there was instead of a CB antenna, there was like a penis antenna on the top of a car? Would that do it for you?
I wouldn't like that much.
Would you pass a law against it?
At some point, I'm going to pass a law.
See, you're so unprincipled, Mark. You're okay with truck nuts, but an entire phallic symbol is not appropriate.
I don't know about a phallic symbol.
But an actual penis.
Well, what if you airbrushed on the side, some horrifying sex scene? Perhaps perhaps a snuff film sex scene on the side of a van.
I would think that That should be legal, man. It's your
of
car.
Of course it should, right?
It's your car. Well, you should be able to put whatever offensive
issue,
things
the
on
issue
it you want
that,
to.
I agree. I understand where you're coming from. The issue that you're, the area you're treading into is this public property thing. Because
why am I treading into public property?
Well, because now we're going on to, you know, what is considered obscene, and I don't have it, you know, there would be no obscenity laws, but, you know, the issue is that, you know, the government owns the road. So if you're going to have this obscene vehicle of yours on the government's road, then the government...
it's the people's road, like Steve said earlier.
And that, well, I think we both know better than that. It's not. The people don't own anything because the people can't own anything. It's
but
the
I own my vehicle.
You do.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if it comes down to... the government makes rules on what should be allowed on the road and not allowed on the
road.
Here's
the problem. You're on a slippery slope, Mark, mm-hmm. and here's where it is. You're saying that truck nuts, okay, truck penis, bad. You want a law against the truck penis, but the truck nuts are okay. So because you're accepting one law controlling mm-hmm. what people can put on their vehicles or the obscene scene painted on the side of the truck, you want to ban that too.
Right.
The slippery slope is, yes, Christians may be in the voting majority at the moment. And I would presume that it's sort of uppity Christians that are getting upset about this sort of thing. Uppity religious people, just in general.
Probably.
Okay, you guys might be in the majority, the voting majority at the moment, and you might feel all warm and fuzzy about banning things you don't like a truck penis. In that case, be very, very careful what you wish for. Because if you set the precedent that it's okay to ban certain things from people's vehicles, then eventually, this is a possibility... how probable it is, I don't know, but you have to admit, there's a possibility. Eventually, religion may fall out of favor, or your religion might fall out of favor. And let's say a bunch of anti-Jesus people get in control of the government, and they start getting phone calls. The representatives say, I got 100 calls from angry parents today saying they were offended by by these Jesus fishes they've been seeing all over the place. And you know what? Since kids are getting hurt, kids' minds are being warped by these Jesus fishes, and the Jesus is hanging from the rear-view mirrors and that sort of thing, we are going to pass a law in the Maryland state legislature or whatever state you live in to ban the Jesus symbolism. That could happen.
Yeah.
You know what? You want to ban what one person wants to put on their car. Eventually, it could come back to bite you in the butt. So stop setting that precedent. And if you don't like what somebody has on their car, then slow down a little bit and let that jerk go right on ahead.
And moms, when you see your children out there with tacky things on their vehicles, like S Happens bumper stickers and truck nuts, tell them what you think.
Exactly. You know there's going to be some people that are going to get a mouthful from others because, again, it's freedom of speech. If you follow the truck nuts guy and then pull over at the Walmart where he's going shopping or whatever, or the feed store, and just tell him what you think about it. Say, hey, I think that's offensive and it makes me sick. And I'm never going to buy anything from your business ever again. In fact, I'm going to find out where you work and tell your boss that you're so tacky. 800-259-9231. I wouldn't recommend that because he might get angry at you and do something violent. I would just stay away from the conflict. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live. You like?
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you going to get it through your head that there is no quick fix, no free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet, 8.net, toll-free live for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. Live streams, you get them there for free. The broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, two sizes, will fit virtually any internet connection, and they're free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. So we were talking about the situation with truck nuts, and apparently people are very offended by these things. I saw them, and I was pretty turned off. I mean, it's really tacky and gross to have essentially a faux pair of testicles hanging from the backside of your truck underneath the license plate area. It's usually where I see it. And, of course, it swings, right, because it's on a chain usually, and so it'll swing when the truck stops.
Right, there's a little movement to them.
Right, and it's just really tacky and bad. But to pass a law against it, do we really need to be doing that sort of thing? If you think that we need to pass a law, oh, there I go again, using the term we. I'm not passing laws. The government. If you think the government should pass laws against these truck nuts, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I mean, really. Are seeing a fake pair of testicles, is seeing a fake pair of testicles going to scar your children for life? That's what I want to know. 800-259-9231. Also, an Alabama listener, one of our listeners from WVNA in wonderful Florence, Alabama, 1590, has emailed in regards to the sex toy issue. You remember we discussed this a couple weeks ago on the show. The Alabama government has a law on the books, and so do a couple of other states, that ban the sale of sexual objects like sex toys. And I believe it's going to possibly to the Supreme Court. It's been upheld by the 11th Circuit Court, a subcommittee of judges essentially, not the full court. But it's going to go to the full 11th Circuit Court
for a review, and then if it fails there, or if again if it's upheld, they might appeal it to the Supreme Court. But essentially, the courts continue to uphold the Alabama ban on sex toys. Well, Dill writes in saying, "Hey, I heard your segment on the Alabama law banning sex toys recently on WVNA. I've lived in Alabama for most of my life, and I do know that there are several video stores in my area that rent and sell XXX movies. I was in one of those stores one day, yeah, I admit it, and the manager asked me if I would like to see their sex toy section. They had a special room sectioned off exclusively for sex toys. This wasn't too long ago. Now, I'm not into sex toys, but I do know that this certain establishment sells them. However, I am not sure of what the exact statute in the Alabama state law prohibits. Is it just actual penetration devices, or does it include gels and lubricants, etc.? Now, I remember reading a section of the law that referenced just obscenity. So, if the device or whatever is labeled or considered obscene by the prosecutor or whatever, then the individuals could be brought up on these charges. So, is a gel considered obscene? I don't know. Is a sex toy considered obscene? Maybe. It all depends on the politicians and their whims, as I understand it. Dill says, the reason I ask is because there might be loopholes in the law allowing certain devices and not others. I'm pretty certain this establishment is well known to local authorities. I actually see cops in there sometimes browsing the goods for their own pleasure, and they've never had any legal trouble. Do the cops simply look the other way, or is the establishment careful in what toys that they sell? Yeah, that's an excellent question. I mean, if the law is really on the books, is it just that they haven't been enforced upon yet, and they've just been sort of getting away with it? Do they not know that the law is on the books? If they've sectioned off, cordoned off a specific area for sex toys, what does that say? Does that say that the business is aware that there's something about this that they need to keep secret? I mean, it's a sex store, it's a video store, so I guess that explains it. There's a XXX section in the video store, but then they've got a second section, a secondary secret area for sex toys.
Well, no, it's not uncommon to have separate areas for sex toys. I don't think I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Do the cops simply look the other way? Or
I think they probably don't even know that there's a law, and it's probably not enforced.
That's what I'm guessing. I also know of sex toy parties, he says, that go on, and many normal, conservative, and married women go to them, just as an excuse to hang with the girls or as an excuse to get a gag gift for their husbands. It is crazy that this is illegal, but I must admit I've never heard of anyone getting busted for it. I didn't even know it was illegal until your show brought it to my attention. As for pornography, I'm aware that Alabama has made it illegal to receive XXX material over the airwaves, such as by satellite. However, I find this ludicrous, since you can go down to many local video stores and rent or buy the same material and do it legally. Where's the logic in this? You'd think the morality Gestapo would be more inclined to ban video porn rather than a simple cucumber-shaped device. I'm not for the abolition of any adult material, as long as it's bought and consumed privately by adults. So says Dill. In regards to the question about the porn over the airwaves, yes, it's illogical because it's government, but there is something behind it, and here's my guess. Probably the video store owners in Alabama lobbied for a ban on satellite porn because it's competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what happened. They probably got in touch with some legislators and that were porn-friendly or whatever, and said, you know what, we think it's bad for Alabama businesses to have these XXX video services on satellite taking away our business.
Hmm.
And so the Alabama legislature said, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we want to protect our businesses here in Alabama since none of these XXX video services are based out of Alabama. We're going to pass a law saying if you want to buy porn, you can only buy it here in Alabama stores. You can't order the sex on the satellite. That's what I'm guessing happened. Because, again, it's always about rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies.
Right.
If one particular industry has been punished over another, or if one subset of an industry has been punished over another, there's probably some lobbying going on. That's my guess.
It's a possibility. I mean, it seems a little weird, but I don't know. I mean, it's just as likely that they would have outlawed porn, you know, because that's what they thought was a good idea.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Also, on the email box front, this one from Larkin Rose. Since we were talking about roads and the truck nuts, seems like an appropriate time to talk about government roads. In fact, this is a little silly at times,
But I think he makes a few good points. Now, Larkin Rose is known for being a tax freedom advocate. He was put in jail about 2 years ago because he has written books and published videos that essentially outline his belief system in regards to the government taxation system. Larkin is also a Free State Project member as well, and I believe he's going to be making his way up to New Hampshire, hopefully soon after his wife is released from prison on similar charges that he faced. But he's not all about taxes. He's not a single-issue guy. In fact, he wrote an essay about government roads, and it is called Who Would Finance and Maintain Roads Without Taxes? First issue, benefits and obligations. Benefiting from something doesn't create an obligation. Furthermore, a service being provided in a free marketplace doesn't require all beneficiaries to pay. Even furthermore, economic transactions are not isolated in independent events. When the supermarket across the street gets their electric bill, they don't send me a piece of it. Why not? Well, when I shop there, I benefit from being able to see stuff. I also benefit from it being a nice temperature inside, even if it is very, very cold outside. How heartless of me to go in and buy some sushi, a hunk of pepperoni, and a bag of candy corn and only pay for those things. What a freeloader I am. Start with basics. Wealth is stuff people want. Without coercion, there are two ways to gain wealth. Make what you want by yourself, or make something someone else wants and trade with them and others to therefore get what you want. So, Fred wants his lawn mowed. Two kids are considering the job. One lives 3 houses away, and the other lives 8 miles away. The second one has additional expenses involved in getting Fred's lawn mowed, whether the expense of time and effort, like pushing a mower 8 miles, or an expense of paying someone money to drive him there. Fred doesn't give a rat's butt about those expenses. Fred is not obligated to give the kid extra money for a car ride.
No.
Fred isn't obligated to give either kid anything until an agreement has been made. If Fred is actually trading and not being a charitable organization, the only factors in his decisions are, what do I get and what do I lose? That's all. He loses a few bucks, He gains a mowed lawn. On the flip side, the only thing the kid considers is, what do I get, what do I lose? The answer to the second question is very different for the second kid, the one living 8 miles away,
right,
since he loses more in the deal than the first kid. But that's only relevant to his decision and not Fred's. More on the way and how this ties into the roads in moments. 800-259-9231, your calls as well, about whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No BO deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. You make it now at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free. We do ask that you voluntarily support us by heading over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn about the amplifier program. It's very simple. The idea is that you send in $3 a month on a voluntary basis to the show, and we use that money to turn around and buy advertising to promote the show to more radio stations, to get the show on more people's internet connections. And the fact is, it's working. That's why over 300 of our listeners have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers, because it makes a difference. We're actually spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide and as fast as we possibly can. The more amp dollars we have, the more effective we can be at doing that. In fact, our amplifiers, thanks to them, are going to be sending us to a talk radio convention this very month, next week, in fact. And that's a big deal for us because it allows us to smooze with the industry bigwigs, et cetera, and makes us look a whole lot bigger than we might actually be. And that's important. Appearances are everything. Symbolism is everything. And the amplifiers allow us to really compete with the rest of the talk radio industry in a way that we couldn't do without the amplifiers. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You learn about the program. You learn about the perks. Amp.freetalklive.com. Larkin Rose reporting on roads. He's usually a tax guy, but he's talking about roads in this particular case. As he's pointing out, when in any sort of economic transaction, there are two questions that need to be considered by both sides individually. The questions are, what do I get and what do I lose? And he's talking about a few different examples of this. Back to the supermarket across the street. What does it get and what does it lose by making a deal to sell me sushi, pepperoni, and candy corn? It obviously loses the actual physical stuff it gives to me, but it loses a lot more than that. Yes, I know it is an imagined entity, but for simplicity, just pretend one person runs the whole store. It knows that I don't want to shop in some dark, cold cave. So it loses money making a warm, well-lit, orderly, accessible business place. Accessible? Well, what does that require? Roads. On the supermarket's private property are roads and parking lots, really wide roads. Where did they come from? Why didn't they send me a bill for them? Well, because it was part of their premeditated loss in the deal to sell me that sushi, pepperoni, and candy corn. A parking lot is really darn expensive compared to a hunk of pepperoni. What if that was all I ever bought there? Would I be freeloading then? No. Second issue, free choice and mutual agreement versus coercion or threat of violence. There are many stores between my house and Opokanokee Swamp, which I've been to only once and spent about $10 or so at. However, they each cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to build and maintain, keep stocked, etc. Hardly seems fair, unless you understand economics. The fact that I benefit from something in no way obligates me to pay for it. While this might sound a bit communist-ish, it isn't. I only acquire an obligation to pay when there's an agreement that I will pay something for something. If this were not so, I'd be the freeloader king on my way down to Opokanokee. I'd hear a cool song that I didn't pay for, while looking at nifty scenery I didn't pay for, driving down a road I didn't pay for, state roads not in my state, while munching on circus peanuts I didn't pay for, but my buddy did. But how will the roads work? Damned if I know, says Larkin. It isn't mine to fret about, not because I don't want roads, but because I'm not the one who will be making and maintaining them. The problem with collectivists is that they have such a fetish for micromanaging everything that they think they need to know every detail about how something will work. Well, it never occurs to them that it isn't that way now. Here's statist logic as applied to lunch. How can I be sure someone will make me a sandwich for my lunch? I need lunch. How will they get the grain to make the bread? How will they transport it? Who will pay for the building and the equipment to make the bread? What if they make bad bread? What if they charge $1,000 for one sandwich? What if they decide to not bother selling sandwiches anywhere near me? I need lunch. What if they just do nothing? I'll die. As idiotic as this is, it's precisely the same logic that statists have regarding the concept of roads.
Roads, right. As though, no roads would happen anywhere if it wasn't for the government.
That's what some people, the allegation they make. It's the same logic they have regarding the concept of roads without the omnipotent state running the show. What if no one makes roads? What if they charge too much? What if they don't make a road for me? Etc. What if you get a grip and stop pretending the world should be or could be micromanaged? The usual result of collectivist crises such as this is to advocate state coercion to solve the problem. The trouble is, it never solves the problem.
It usually makes it worse.
It removes the incentives to do the job well, and it's immoral. Back to Fred. Politicians decide that Fred needs to have a mowed lawn, so they create the Department of Lawn Mowing. While there's no true economic link between what Fred gets from the department and what's stolen from him, the supposed benefit makes him tolerate the robbery. And when he's being particularly idiotic, makes him grateful that he's being robbed. After all, if there were no department and no one was willing to mow my lawn, etc., etc. Adding coercion is immoral. I don't give a rodent's behind if you think Fred benefits from something. The deals in which he gets stuff and loses stuff are his to make and not yours. You have no right to force him to pay for something he didn't agree to pay for, any more than my buddy can send me a bill for the circus peanuts he gave me as a gift. And if he tried, he wouldn't be my buddy. Fred's benefits are irrelevant. However, Fred cannot use other people's stuff without their permission. If he has permission, it doesn't matter whether he had to pay for that permission or not. But we need roads! So let's start robbing everyone. A road's not a right. In fact, nothing is a right if someone else has to make it for you. Luckily, when the control freaks stay out of the way, self-interest does a marvelous job of making the customers rich. That's right, the customers rich. This is something that most people are pitifully clueless about. The big, meany, evil corporations don't rob their customers. They make them rich. When Fred is in a store, he's still thinking, what do I lose and what do I get? Without coercion like the state uses, the business has to make sure Fred gets something he wants. This is true even if Fred isn't paying for that particular
thing. Exactly what he wants. If he's looking for a room humidifier or whatever it is he's looking for, he's not just going to go and get the whatever one it is that they dish out to him. He's going to get the one that has exactly the features that he's looking for. This is something the state can't even come close to. Not only are they going to give you the crappiest humidifier out there,
it'll be broken half the time.
And it's going to cost 10 times as much as you need it to, and it's not going to spit out as much steam as it should, and all these other things. But they're only going to give you one type of humidifier. So, it's just a bad idea to have the state do anything.
Larkin says, I have stuff and produce stuff and people want it. That plus an understanding of economics puts me in real good shape when it comes to stuff I want, like roads. I like roads. They're easier to drive on than rocks and trees. Without the state, someone will make them for me. How can I be so sure? How can I be sure, or I can be sure, for the same reason that I can be sure that I can walk across the street tomorrow and get lunch? Without any politician forcing anyone to make it for me. Remember what happened when the communist government put themselves in charge of food distribution?
That's when you have soup lines, people waiting for all day to get bread.
As a side note, lots of people like roads. Examining the conclusion of the statist predicted crisis regarding roads is very telling. The control freaks must rely and truly believe that without the state, hundreds of millions of people would be sitting in their houses wishing they could get places.
And no one would take the opportunity to make lots of money fulfilling that desire. If someone will go to the effort to make sure that I can buy a hunk of pepperoni, then someone will damn well make sure I can get there to buy it. I could guess at who will build the roads, even without a toll system where users pay directly. I might guess oil companies. I might guess supermarkets. I might guess tire companies, car companies, restaurants, etc. But it's slightly pointless for me to guess and only eggs the collectivists on for their desire to have everything preordained by threat of force. What I do know is that adding coercion to the problem reduces all of the factors that make it likely the job will be well done, as well as being evil. Consider Fred's decision about getting his lawn mowed if he was the state. What do I lose? Whatever I choose to give. What do I gain? Whatever I choose to take.
It's amazing. That's how the free market works.
What do you mean?
You get what you're willing to pay for and what somebody's willing to sell for whatever price.
Right, but that statement is an example of the state's mentality. What do I lose? Whatever I choose to give. What do I gain? Whatever I choose to take. Because the state takes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry.
I missed that.
Okay.
And if the boy was the state, the same thing applies. Coercion reduces the incentive to give the other guy a deal that he wants. This is so obvious and so basic and yet so foreign to most people. Gack, says Larkin Rose, the author of Taxable Income and a Free State Project member. Looking forward to having him here in the state as well. By the way, I wanted to just take a moment out. I don't want to end the show on a real maudlin note, but today is the first anniversary of the death of one of my heroes, Harry Brown.
Really?
Died a year ago today. And there's a fantastic
little... He did some amazing stuff. I mean, I don't think that's maudlin. We can only celebrate the life. I mean, he lived a long time. And
he did a lot of just incredible work for the pro-freedom movement. I consider myself a Harry Brown libertarian. You know, if it weren't for Harry Brown being out there doing what he did, this show may very well not exist.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to take time out to remember Harry and all the wonderful things he did. I've got a poem here. It's not really a poem. It's his... it's something that he wrote to be read during his funeral service. Don't have time to sneak it into this show, but I'll bring it up tomorrow night. Because I just thought it was really inspiring, and as usual, Harry is an excellent writer and something worth reading and sharing with you. Of course, Harry Brown, if you don't know, ran for president twice on the Libertarian ticket, wrote some excellent books. We promoted a few of those last night. One of my favorites, Why Government Doesn't Work. Another one that's excellent is How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World.
That's a really good book.
They're now being published in digital format on his old website at harrybrown.org. And we're going to be back tomorrow night with more Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us in the meantime online at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Is your